But we begin tonight with the supersized panic of the American right. Post-Obama backlash may have escalated the panic more than 10 years ago. But then Donald Trump poured the freak out with gasoline. It was Trump who unveiled the racism and misogyny that was always there, but threw it wide open, normalized the depths of the country's prejudice, even made it fashionable for conservatives. Their vision of America crystallized online, within our government, too. The post-Trump age of open fascism. We saw open demonstrations of hate from white nationalists using tiki torches to light up Charlottesville, to the attempted Confederate takeover of the Capitol. Once the Pandora's box of bigotry is open, things get out of control quickly and in a horrifying way. People don't even feel bad about their anti-blackness these days. They are grossly, actually kind of proud of it. Case in point, Dilbert.